Do the words President Cory Booker make your skin crawl? Make your stomach a little tight? It should, because Cory Booker, Democrat, is running for president in 2020. Make no mistake, he hasn't announced yet, but we all saw his theatrics and his Spartacus moment during the Kavanaugh hearings. And yeah, Cory Booker's a pretty radical guy. He used to kind of paint himself as middle of the road, nice. Boy, he goes further and further left all the time, folks, doesn't he? He's running for president, my friends. And we need to understand who his heroes are. Who he takes his political advice from. That's today on the Daily Gator Daily Thought. And welcome once again to the Daily Gator Daily Thought with me, Doug Hagan, of the Daily Gator blog. That's my radio announcer voice. But seriously, folks, Cory Booker, during the Kavanaugh hearings, had his moment of idiocy, his phony outrage, fake outrage syndrome. Spartacus. How dumb is Cory Booker, Spartacus? There were a lot of theatrics. There were protesters coming and saying all types of idiotic things. There was a guy dressed up as a giant penis wearing a condom. Yes. I would assume his first name is Dick. I don't know. Anyway, he probably just publicity hound, wanted to be on TV. That's really going to impress the girls, that outfit, pal. You're going to get more action now than, well, somebody. Anyway, let's get to Cory Booker, piece by Daniel Greenfield at Sultanish blog. Great blog. Daniel Greenfield is a must read. And he is on my blog roll at the Daily Gator. And you got to check this guy's stuff out. But he looked at not just Cory Booker's theatrics, but if Cory Booker wants to be president, we need to understand who his idols are. Don't forget who Obama's idols were, and the media buried all that stuff. We need to know how radical Cory Booker is. And referencing the Kavanaugh hearings, Daniel Greenfield wrote, unlike some Senate Dems, Booker didn't just confine his attack to Brett Kavanaugh, a mild-mannered man widely beloved by both Democrats and Republicans who worked with him. Booker went for broke. The founding fathers were racist geniuses, Booker insisted. Their constitution was flawed. Originalism, interpreting the Constitution as it was written rather than whatever social justice activists the Dems had managed to plant on the bench, is going to be racist and sexist because its authors were deplorables. Native Americans were referred to as savages. Women weren't referenced at all. African Americans were referred to as fractions of human beings. As one civil rights advocate used to say, constitute. I can only say three-fifths of the word, Booker bloviated. Of course, Cory Booker, like all leftists, always leaves out the part of the Constitution that allows those original sins, if you will, of the country to be fixed. Slavery? Bye-bye. A long time ago. 150 plus years ago. Because of constitutional amendments. Women having the right to vote. They should have always had it, of course. But that's fixed by, again, constitutional amendments. I mean, we've amended the Constitution more than two dozen times, folks. So the Constitution had problems those have been fixed. America's real genius is in the Constitution, the principles, because you can fix the problems that existed. They had to do certain things to get the Constitution, to get the country started. And back then, people who were, I won't call them politics because, or politicians, because basically calling someone a politician is worse than calling them a whore, in my opinion. At least a whore will allow you to screw them too. You actually get your money's worth from a whore. Now, you may get some other things too, so you might want to avoid that. I'm just using an example here. The guy with a condom suit maybe going into to land where prostitutes dwell in the city he lives right now, wearing the condom to be safe. But anyway, Booker says these things, and Democrats like him never admit the truth about America. Those issues have been fixed because of the Constitution they deplore so much. Now, very interesting. Booker says a civil rights activist used to say, constitute, I can only say 3/5 of the word. Who is that activist? That's what Daniel Greenfield covers. Greenfield answers. He was a violent racist who had called Adolf Hitler, quote, the greatest white man. Whoa. Guy loved Hitler. And Cory Booker is quoting him. It is still Senator Cory Booker. It's not Senator Spartacus yet. I'm sure it will be. Senator Assat may be appropriate too. Greenfield continues, you can see why Booker might have hesitated a bit when using him to bolster his claim that the founding fathers of this country were flawed, racist, sexist men, even though, unlike Booker's civil rights hero, they didn't admire Hitler or call for the mass murder of Jews. How intolerant of them. Booker, to be clear, Greenfield writes, doesn't yawn without first rehearsing it before 3 staff members and 2 consultants to extract the maximum amount of pathos from each fake gesture. He has been regularly delivering the same attack on the Constitution as a stump speech. You can find Senator Cory Booker bleating the same basic remarks last March at the South by Southwest event before a much friendlier lefty audience. Look, Booker said at South by Southwest, our founding documents are saturated, unfortunately, are seen with replete through them these examples of those darker strains of human nature. Native Americans referred to as savages, women referred to not at all, blacks are, you know, Stokely Carmichael used to say, constitute, I can only say 3/5 of the word. Stokely Carmichael's the person he's quoting, and he's quoted him more than once. So who the heck was Stokely Carmichael? Who Booker also quoted in June of 2017, July of this year, and going back several years, Booker saying, Stokely Carmichael said it best, we are the leaders we've been looking for. So obviously Booker has an affinity for this guy, Stokely Carmichael. And by the way, doesn't that quote I just issued, or just quoted, doesn't it sound a lot like Obama in 2008? We are the ones we've been waiting for. Funny how these communists, yes, I said communist, kind of filter around that same message, that same propaganda lines, or those same propaganda lines, I should say. July of this year, Booker also bashed the Declaration of Independence for the same reason. And again, praised Carmichael for his bashing of the Constitution. But that line about the Constitution, about the Declaration of Independence, those aren't the most famous quotes by Stokely Carmichael. What are they? Well, there's 2 that Greenfield speaks of. One is, the only good Zionist is a dead Zionist. We must take a lesson from Hitler. Now remember, Carmichael called Hitler the greatest white man. He also said, that he never admired any white men or white people. But if he had a favorite, it'd be Hitler. And now he's saying the only good Zionist is a dead Zionist. Wow. And then you praise Hitler. Hitler had it right, he says. That's how you deal with the Zionist, huh? You put them in mass poisonings, bury them in mass graves. That's it, Mr. Carmichael. And why is Booker channeling this guy, celebrating this piece of trash, Stokely Carmichael? The other quote, by the way. The only position for women, Carmichael said, in SNCC is prone. In other words, on your back, bitch. That's what Carmichael thinks of women. Hates Jews, hates white people, hates women. Wow, and Cory Booker's hero. Greenfield continues that anti-Semitism has become socially acceptable among Democrats. But the party that sent in activists to scream that Brett Kavanaugh was a horrible sexist and a sexual harasser by association is okay with Stokely's sexism and Booker's admiration of him. The left standards, like its visions, are all double. I'll let you know this, my friends. When it comes to morality in the left, their morality, you know, most people is like, well, do you cheat on your wife? Do you treat your kids right? Do you take care of your family? Are you honest? Do you have integrity? Are you a dependable person? You treat animals well. With the left, it's do you support the Second Amendment? Do you support abortion? Those issues, if you fall on the wrong side of those issues, then you, no matter how good you are to people, no matter how well you treat people, no matter how much you volunteer or give to charity, no matter what you do, you cannot be a moral person unless you carry the leftist line item by item, step for step, and don't dare step out of line. That's how the left sees morality. Now, back to Stokely Carmichael. He's better known as Kwame Ture. He was a leftist bigot and had called for racial violence. You may or may not remember the story about Mark Essex. I didn't remember it until I read this piece. He was a Black Panther. And what he did in a New Orleans hotel was pressed in shouting, "I want the whites." He murdered a honeymooning couple, hotel guests, staff members, and a number of police officers. Stokely Carmichael praised Essex. This man who butchered these innocent people was praised by Stokely Carmichael. Stokely Carmichael, who is the idol, apparently, of one Senator Cory Booker. What did Carmichael say about what Essex did, this mass butchering of innocent people? He said, "We should study and learn from the actions of Brother Essex. We should understand that Brother Essex carried our struggle to its next quantitative level, the level of science." Now, what the hell science has to do with butchering innocent people, I don't know, but Stokely Carmichael was insane. Clearly an evil, demented, deluded, depraved human being. And Carmichael also, I referenced it earlier, also declared, "I've never admired a white man, but the greatest of them, to my mind, was Hitler." Again, Cory Booker's role model, folks. "Go home and get your guns," is another thing Carmichael urged after the death of Martin Luther King. "When a white man comes, he is coming to kill you. I don't want any black blood in the street." So he wanted a race war. He wanted racial violence. He wanted blacks to get their guns and go kill white people. He celebrated people who killed white people. He celebrated Hitler. He said the only good Jew is a dead Jew, basically. He said, "We're preparing groups of urban guerrillas for our defense in the cities," he warned while standing in communist Cuba with his fellow deplorable Castro, I'm sure. "It's going to be a fight to the death." Even the Black Panthers weren't willing to put up with Stokely Carmichael. Excuse me, his violent hatred, Greenfield writes, of white people proved to be too much even for the Black nationalist hate group. But Booker's hero nurtured a particular hatred of Jews, and his anti-Semitic threats led to actual anti-Semitic attacks. Nor did Carmichael have any objection to it. Zionist pigs have been harassing us everywhere, Carmichael warned at the University of Maryland. And when this anger rises, we'll snap our fingers and finish them off. That was in 1990. So not ancient history. But my Senator Cory Booker continues to quote this guy. At the Kavanaugh hearing, Booker cited an attack on the legitimacy of our founding documents from an advocate of a socialist black nationalist revolution through mass murder, a supporter of Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi, and assorted other murderous dictators. And yet, Greenfield concludes there's nothing extraordinary about it. Carmichael's anti-Semitism has been defended in the past by Representative Keith Ellison, the number two man at the Democratic National Committee and Democratic nominee for Minnesota Attorney General. He was attended by Representative Maxine Waters. Yes, Miss Psychopath herself. Americans are treated to nonstop lectures about racism from top lefties like Cory Booker. We're beaten over the head with it, frankly. It's this propaganda. Racist, 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 racist. And yet, they, the left, are the people who celebrate racism. They perpetuate it. They use it. They do nothing but divide people. Everything they do is meant to divide people along every demographic line you can name, starting with race. But, Greenfield writes, they are the ones, the Democrats, who are the most in need of those hectoring lectures about the evils of racism. Take Louis Farrakhan. Bill Clinton, Eric Holder, Barack Obama all piled around with him. How about Obama's Reverend Jeremiah Wright? All the black liberation theologists. Look at the people that make a living off race pimping. I'm talking about you, Jesse Jackson. I'm talking about you, Al Pimp My Hair Sharpton. And Benjamin Crump, who's trying to stir up trouble here in Dallas. Because a black man was killed by a white police officer. And we haven't even had a trial yet. We haven't even had a trial begin, a jury seated, anything. We have charges against a police officer who went to, I'll get into the details later, went to the wrong apartment. Her version is that she, a door, the key wouldn't work, that she was actually on the wrong floor, she says, a floor above, same number, but a floor higher. She lived on the third floor, this was the fourth floor, and the door was kind of ajar, and she pushed it open, all dark inside, and she saw a figure coming towards her, and she says she issued orders, stop, halt, and the person did not, and she shot, and the man tragically died. And we don't know anything about it yet. We don't know any facts. She may be lying. But already, people like Benjamin Crump and other race pimps have got people blocking Interstate 30 in Dallas, have got people going to the AT&T Stadium to protest during a Cowboy game. We've always got already had this rhetoric, this violent threats from the man who died, from his mother, something along the lines of, well, we want peaceful rallies for now, but they're not even willing to let a trial happen. And it's because of people like Stokely Carmichael that planted these seeds long ago, and Cory Booker apparently has no problem with it. They cry for justice, but if you want justice, you got to let the justice system work. And sometimes the justice system gets it wrong. But as bad as our system is, it's still the best in the world. And due process is one of the essential pillars of our country, which, of course, is why it's being attacked by the left. And by people that Cory Booker admires. Booker has also tweeted his, a photo commemorating Louis Farrakhan's Million Man March. And Louis Farrakhan, of course, heads the Nation of Islam, a radical left-wing religious cult, in my opinion, has said nasty things about Jews, about white people, about America. Typical stuff. Farrakhan, like Stokely Carmichael, Greenfield reminds, is a racist anti-Semite who admires Hitler. Huh. And the men who pal around with this guy, like Eric Holder, like Barack Obama, like Bill Clinton, like to lecture us on how racist the Founding Fathers were. Excuse me? And the last line in Greenfield's piece, and it's lengthy, go read the whole thing. Greenfield writes, there's a deep racist and anti-Semitic disease in the leadership of the Democrats. As Senator Cory Booker brings his hatred for the Jewish state to the Senate, he should be asked whether he agrees with his hero. His hero, Stokely Carmichael, who said the only good Zionist is a dead Zionist. We must take a lesson from Hitler. So, is that the case, Senator Booker? Senator Spartacus? Senator, I want to be president in 2021? Is that who we want sworn in on January 20th, 2021? A radical guy who hates the country, hates the Constitution, hates the founders, hates the Declaration of Independence, and embraces deeply anti-Semitic, anti-white, anti-American racists and communists? Is that what we want? We need to wake up and start really studying these people, folks. Study who they admire, where they come from. Scary stuff, it really is. It really is frightening that the Democratic Party, they're not having an ideological struggle right now. The socialists who are emerging, that is what the Democratic Party is, folks. They are anti-Israel, they are anti-Semitic, they are racist deplorables who loathe this country and embrace the tenets of Marx and Engels. And that's all I have, folks. Stay vigilant. Thank you for listening. Remember the blog. If you're left, you just ain't right. And until next time, goodbye. Take care. God bless. And yeah, if you're left, you just ain't right.